This Super Bowl Kansas City Chiefs props edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet 100, get 100 at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by SGPN's Big Game Bingo. $57 SGPN gift card for every bingo hit. And we're also brought to you by SGPN's 57 bets challenge, $570 cash and a $570 gift card to the winner of the props contest. Get all our contest info exclusively on the SGPN app. And if you're going to be out in Arizona for the big game, make sure to check out our live show at the Ainsworth Thursday, 11 a.m. Mountain. Register today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
You like that? Cox.
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
Over, over, over.
It's a beast.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, real money Kramer. What's happening, Crame?
Dog. I'm wearing a shirt for America's team because I'm recovering America's team, aka the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, joining us here to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs, you know him from the Sorry We Love Football podcast, Mr. Danny Solomon. What's happening, Danny?
Just glad to be here again for the first for the third time in 4 years. Seems like it's going to be an annual thing for a while.
If that dipshit Burrow didn't fuck it up last year, four straight from Mr. Mahomes. So,
yeah, we didn't have you on the Super Bowl show last year because unfortunately the Bengals came all the way back and knocked off the Chiefs. Now you, I was listening to some of the Sorry We Love Football stuff. I was getting a pulse check from our mutual buddy Dan Hartigan, and he was saying that you were not super optimistic going into that AFC Championship game. What was it, the Mahomes injury? What were you nervous about?
I mean, all of the factors together, the fact that we had lost three straight to those guys, the fact that we had lost, you know, even in Arrowhead last year and
Burrowhead,
which, and the beauty of them doing that, that was their big mistake.
You know what? And we taped that episode like early in the week. I'd already committed to the Bengals, but when I saw the Chiefs players call like, "Oh, I'll see you in Burrowhead." Yeah. I mean, Arrowhead. And then, when the mayor came out with one of the douche cringiest videos I've seen in a long time,
how many takes?
It was so bad.
It wasn't.
As soon as I saw that, I go, "Oh my God, they're completely cooked." Because you don't need to give them that extra sliver of motivation. You just don't need it.
No, and you heard Mahomes say, he pointed out that mayor in the postgame.
And I go, "Oh man."
That mayor is an all-time dipshit no matter what. We cost that man his job. He is not going to be reelected no matter what he does.
He will be totally cooked because everyone's a Bengals fan, regardless of whatever his party is or what issues. You can't root for the guy that cost you the AFC Championship game.
Yeah. It was a bad, the problem is he went like no one felt like he doesn't have anyone in his camp to say, "Well, wait, look, maybe we shouldn't go after calling Mahomes a bitch and that Burrow is his dad."
Like, well, and
because Chris Jones was pissed off at the Burrowhead comment. Then you're going to come out and say, "You know what? Joe Burrow is your father."
Well, we did. Shout out to the social team. Did do a great graphic of a Maury with Joe Burrow and "You are not the father." We also have a Burrowhead my ass t-shirts up at the store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com.
Oh yeah, we got it. Maybe we should send one to Danny. I don't want to.
I'll take any free swag you got.
I don't want to jinx the Super Bowl, so maybe we wait till after the big game.
The big game. All right. Speaking of the big game, let's get to it. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/WynnBET. Bet big, win bigger. And of course, if you're going to be out in Arizona, make sure you come by our show, 11 a.m. Mountain Time at the Ainsworth. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/big game to register there. We're also hosting the WynnBET kickoff party Q&A with Edelman, Chris Long, Nick Mangle, Chad Ochocinco,
and me,
and Kramer. I want to point out to Nick Mangle, be like, hey, don't worry, man. You know, Kramer and I also zero Super Bowl wins. What are you going to do? It's not a big deal.
Do you think Ocho remembers me and him mixing it up last year at Media Row?
Oh, that's right. We'll have to. I most certainly he did not remember, but we'll have to mention that to him. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/winbet. Bet big, win bigger. Bet $100. Get $100 free. A bet. Save restrictions apply. So excited to be out in Arizona so I can spin that virtual parlay wheel.
Hashtag Dedgens only.
SportsGamblingPodcast.com/winbet.
Sean, do we already have the Discord mining data for us on these players, former players?
Yeah, if you got any good nuggets, hit us up. Offer subjects to change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. If you're 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough window is available, if you're somebody who has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Like a drummer on a snare. Just that well, roll.
It's Super Bowl week. You can't be messing around, missing the reads. Chat's alive and well. They speculated that the power issue we had, which resulted in late kickoff here, was Kramer recharging his pen. Can't confirm or deny.
That's
that.
A low wattage situation. I mean, look, I got to adjust to Arizona time. I'm just getting ahead of it. Ever since that man came into our offices that I suspected was some sort of deep espionage to take us down from big gambling.
Big gambling is trying to take us down.
We've had multiple power situations. Now, the good news is maybe it's resolved. Maybe yes. We got to the bottom.
We actually had an electrician come out and it appears to be fixed. Knock on wood. But if the stream cuts out, you know why. So here's the deal. We're going to be giving out 15 of our favorite Chiefs related prop bets, totaling in $5,700 wagered. We'll let Danny go first, him being
that's
the
nice
guest.
Of you.
Danny, what is your what's your first prop bet you got for us?
All right. We're starting out small. We're going to do $200. We're going to put it on Isaiah Pacheco,
okay,
Patrick Mahomes, and Jerick McKinnon to combine for 100+ rushing yards.
Ooh, so all three.
All three together in some combination. I can't tell you exactly who's going to be the guy to go off, but I feel like this is the game where we finally need to lean on the rush. Every game before the game, they say this is when KC finally does it and we get pass happy. I think the strategy that we're going to employ is rushing a lot in the first half, trying to get you guys to feel a little less confident about the fact that, you know, you can just dominate Mahomes on his gimpy leg with that defense. And I feel like it'll soften you up and we'll get to 100 yards between the three of those.
Well,
guys.
And double check body the prices, because I thought I saw somewhere Chiefs total team rushing yards. It's probably not a big difference, but you wouldn't want
you
want
to make
random,
sure you get those Noah Gray yards.
Well, just like if they do a random Sky Moore reverse Mahomes for 20 yards.
Wait, so what was the price on that?
I think it was probably similar.
It was plus 100.
Oh
yeah. So
wait, what? Hold on. I'm disappointed in myself for not, and nice leadoff, by the way. I'm very disappointed in myself for not having this on the card.
I wouldn't be surprised if McKinnon ends up being the guy that gets more of the work than Pacheco. Just not surprising. I mean, everything you look at as far as the props, it's like Pacheco by a wide margin. I think it could end up being a little bit closer.
So I was going to bring this question because, as you know, I rarely talk or speak to anyone else. So are people thinking that Andy Reid has effectively hidden McKinnon for the last two playoff games and he's going to deploy him on some larger scale? Because
I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. But if you look at the betting markets, it's all just like Pacheco all the way.
So it is a contrarian take to think
McKinnon to outrush or outreceive Pacheco. Please. I think it's contrarian. I'll pivot off Danny's one of the few Chiefs overs I have here. Chiefs players with a rushing attempt, I'm going over 5.5.
Wow.
Plus 140.
Love it.
I'm putting 300 to win 420. Ryan, you'll like that. The reason being is this is Andy Reid with 2 weeks to prepare. Like he's just going to get cute. I mean, it's pretty easy to like you think, oh man. I mean, like last game against the Bengals, I think they only had five. But again, I think they're gonna do something.
Who are the five? Or four of the six?
Pacheco.
Check.
Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Mecole Hardman.
Okay. Ooh, wait, Hardman's out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a problem.
Jerick McKinnon, Ronald Jones. I wouldn't even, what do we think Melvin Gordon's going to be active?
No. Melvin Gordon will not be active. I think even though you said that they activated CEH today, I don't think that he'll play in the game.
Let me help you out. Cause you know who
Sky
gets
Moore,
one I of these. Let me just transition.
Noah
nicely.
Gray, QB sneak.
Race.
We do not sneak.
That's just true.
Race to 20 yards, rushing yards. So yes. First player to get to 20 rushing yards. Sean, you're saying there's a lot of Chiefs that are going to touch the ball.
Yep.
Sky Moore has had 4 carries this year, 18, 19, 23, and 9 yards. If he gets an early carry on a reverse like he did last week and he's able to break it, Sean, this will pay you 200 to 1.
What?
Wow.
$100 will pay you 20 grand. It felt like a fair long shot because, as we know, Hardman won't be in, and it does seem like Sky Moore is the guy.
Well, and Andy Reid coming up with something.
And wacky. Tony with a hamstring means he's not going to be useful. So I think Sky Moore is Juju has never been given. I don't think Juju or MVS have been given the reverse. No. Maybe Juju has, but MVS definitely hasn't. So Sky Moore, race the 20 rushing yards. Fuck it, 200 to 1.
Yeah. Don't hate that. I mean, especially 200 to 1. Danny, what do you got?
Respect.
All right. All right. We got my phone here.
I like the
load it up.
Yeah, you got it. Let's go.
So this is kind of in line with the whole, I think we're going to rush a lot more than people might think. Patrick Mahomes under 292 and a half pass yards. And if you just check the last two Super Bowls,
yes, sir.
Patrick Mahomes has not gotten over this number in his other two Super Bowls. I think the game plan will protect him. I think that he, you know, he'll play well, but that's a high, that's a very high number to reach. That's I'm putting $200 on that. That's a minus 114.
What did you, what was the total? 289 or
292?
292 and a half from when I checked it.
Sean would never.
I'm going to co-sign that
on the Eagles.
I know Patrick Mahomes under 292 and a half. Danny laid out a good case. I'm putting $400 on it. I think I like our matchups on the outside against cornerbacks versus banged up receiving core. And you know, maybe the Chiefs get there with the touchdowns. Maybe Kelsey ends up breaking our back. I think if you're a Chiefs backer, that's what you're talking yourself into. You're talking yourself into some gadget stuff, some running the ball, that kind of stuff. Getting 300 passing yards on this defense with this pass rush, I think will be difficult. But I'm with you. I'm going to co-sign the under passing yards, $400 to win 364. Kramer, what do you got?
You're gonna see an Andy Reid masterclass in this direction. Mm-hmm. I do think that you.
That's really it.
Some non-conventional. All right,
some of these you got to keep an eye on too because the Chiefs love the pop pass.
You got to keep
which
an
like
eye
well,
on.
I'm just saying like, those.
Like
those
it's a kid count. Trying to fuck off in the corner. Keep an eye on that guy over there.
Those do count as receiving touchdowns, that kind of stuff, which they love near the goal.
All right, so I tried to order my stuff as the game was going to happen, so. As I told you on the Exotic Show, which check that podcast out if you haven't, I do like first play to be a run. Okay. If it's the Chiefs, give me Pacheco to go over 3.5 yards because it's plus odds. I thought that was a little silly. I always like to take the over 3.5 yards on the first carry of the game. And I like I said, I do think maybe it's not Pacheco, maybe it's McKinnon like Sean saying, but over is plus 106, so 250 to win 265. No pocket change yet.
Like it. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they get a couple yards there first. I mean,
I understand you can't possibly agree with an over on a Chief.
Yes. But I am in quite the bind there. Danny, what do you got?
Well, you know, I don't mean to contradict you on your own show, Ryan, but I picked up on Chiefs first play, a pass at plus 118.
All right.
I just think if we are going to establish the run, the one thing that we want to do is prove at least that Patrick Mahomes is not back there terrified of this Eagles D line. I think a pass, possibly, you know, a screen, a misdirection, something, a pop like that. I think that's the kind of thing Andy Reid's going to try to set up so he can get into the run later and create some kind of, you know, lack of expectation.
We can both win if the Eagles get the ball first.
Can all win.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm all for all of us winning.
Except the Eagles.
I'm going to pivot off of
true.
This is not right up there with first half unders, but it is a tried and true SGP tradition betting both quarterbacks. Now we'll see if I'll actually do the other side, but Betting both quarterbacks first pass to be an incomplete because the prices end up being so good. Even a quarterback that completes 62%, Patrick Mahomes first pass, incomplete or interception plus 220. I'm putting $500 on it. He's been in two Super Bowls. He completed his first pass incomplete on the other Super Bowl.
On the Super Bowl he won, for what it's worth.
Yes, this is just it's just mispriced. It should be way closer to like plus 125, plus 140. The fact that you're getting 220 on it is crazy.
Yeah, and I think that the important thing is to remind people you play it with the Hurts prop, and essentially you're playing the probabilities that one will happen.
Yes.
Because obviously once you, and honestly,
and the case is pretty easy. It's similar to the March Madness. It's, you know, new stadium, 2 weeks off. You got a ton of adrenaline. It's easy to sail a pass. It's easy to like be slightly out of sync.
These, and even just doing this over the last decade, like these were, we used to get excited when it would be plus 180. So now seeing stuff like plus 220 just shows you flag football has taken over the NFL, Sean. Colby's right. All right. So I'm on that as well.
Okay. The incomplete. You're also on that one.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a system play. Yeah. We're always going to be on that.
Let's see. I got.
So that's three. I've given out three.
I've given out three.
Okay.
Danny, what do you got?
All right, let's go with this one. This is going to be a two pack, so I'll go in order when I come around. But Chiefs players with a rush attempt, you had that earlier, right?
Yeah.
That exact bet. I felt like it was the under on 4.5.
Okay.
I like
plus
it.
Plus 168. I feel like there are a lot of banged up guys.
To be clear, I have the over 5.5 at plus 140. You have the under 4.5, but you're getting bigger odds on it.
Yeah, and I just
so what's like, going to happen is we're going to get exactly five.
I know. Well, yeah. I mean, somehow.
So list them out. Who gets the carry then? McKinnon and Pacheco.
That's what. See, Mahomes, there's not enough names for a rush attempt in my mind.
Yeah.
And you do have those four. And Ronald you could Jones. Throw in Sky Moore. I don't think Ronald Jones gets a carry in this game. I think they've been riding Pacheco and McKinnon for everything that they've got. And this is what it's all been leading up to. You don't have enough experience on Ronald Jones getting carries. Same goes for anybody else who might come in like CEH, God forbid. And it just seems like
you're running plus odds on it. I think it's like certainly the way to play it.
I mean, it certainly seems like two running backs, the quarterback and a receiver is a good recipe, especially with Tony being banged up.
Yeah.
Probably won't be able to get out there.
That probably does hurt my case if Tony doesn't play. All I'm right. Assuming what's your status as Chiefs insider, Danny? Mm-hmm. Hardman, we're all assuming is out.
He is out for sure.
Yes. Yeah. Juju, where he's a go, but how healthy?
Yeah, so he has this knee that's been flaring up again. It flares up every once in a while during the season.
I hope it's okay, man.
I do too. I think with 2 weeks to get the swelling down. Andy did say he feels like he's on the right track, but he says that about every injury and every week.
Yeah, what did they give us? He's way off track.
Yeah,
I'll never play again.
My worry if you're entertaining an over on Juju yards of any kind,
33.5. Very low.
He could get knocked out of this game again. Yeah. You know, the swelling comes back for any reason and he's out.
Yeah.
And you know, we can adjust the game plan.
Well, and there aren't, I mean, you look at the receiving props for the Chiefs, it's almost just exclusively Kelsey stuff because they're waiting towards later in the week where we get some clarity on who's going to play and how banged up they are. But
well, don't sleep on MVS these days.
No, he's certainly an interesting one to look at. He did have a couple catches in the
That's
sim
obscene.
There.
MVS 38.5.
It's funny because it was dangling on the end of my sheet when I was feeling like I was being too optimistic about the Chiefs. And it's very low for a guy who is almost certainly going to be the second target in the passing game.
And him and Mahomes are syncing up in the playoffs a little bit more than they were in the regular season. That was their big problem, was he wasn't hitting those deep shots to MVS, and now it's kind of working a little better. MVS is running these great routes that are working, and it just feels like, you know, why not ride the hot hand?
I'm changing one of my bets to get MVS on the card, Sean. FYI.
38.5 is insulting to a man who's done a lot for us to get us here.
All right, let's what do we got? Oh, you know what? While we're talking first attempt, first completion, I'm going under Patrick Mahomes 9.5 yards first completion. The logic being, the Eagles defense is actually really good with pass plays over 10 yards. I wouldn't be, and to your point, Danny, I wouldn't be surprised if they try and do something quick, something short to get him in a rhythm, get him going. I don't know. Under 9.5 feels like a safe under at -114, putting $300 on it. And again, the Eagles, they don't really have, obviously they don't have Tyreek Hill. MVS is your kind of deep shot guy.
Tyreek Hill's not on the team anymore.
No, he's not. not factoring him in here. But the Chiefs have been getting by without throwing crazy deep balls. They just, you know, death by a thousand.
That was a Greg Olsen take. We're going to hear him say that multiple times on the Super Bowl broadcast. All right, I'll stick to early game props. By the way, I just to confirm, I did alter a later prop based on something Danny said and our latest conversation to put MVS over 38.5 receiving yards on there, 250 to win 227. All right, my next one, first position to score for the Chiefs.
This is fun.
It's going to be a tight end. It's 2-1, and here's the logic. I'm putting 200 on it to win 400. If you take Kelce first touchdown, he's the very clear favorite. The next two closest favorites to him are the two running backs, which you could get at +160.
Now, to be clear, this is just position to score first tight end.
Just for the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
So okay. I'm taking a tight end will score. So I'm getting what? Noah Gray, Travis Kelce, and maybe a third guy.
The Belldozer?
Maybe the Belldozer.
Or Fortson.
Yeah.
So again, running back was the favorite here at +160. And I understand that, but all the other stuff was very mispriced. The wide receivers are pretty far down the list, although certainly stay tuned for later in the week because MVS is very attractive as a potential first touchdown price right now. But yeah, first position to score for the Chiefs will be a tight end, 2-1. Yeah, seems like a more efficient way.
It's
to
a better
play
way to bet Kelce Travis first Kelce touchdown. For sure. And yeah, I mean, we
watched the sim. Kelce scored two touchdowns.
He did his first and second touchdown. They're only two zone. Touchdowns. I'm going to go here. Let's see. You mentioned we're talking about first drive. I think in general, the game starts slow and we see this all the time with the Super Bowls. They start slow, feeling each other out. What will happen first for the Chiefs, punt or points? I'm taking a punt at -122. That feels like way closer to, I think punt should be like -150, putting $250 on it. I just think I would be shocked if either team goes, has a long drive and gets points.
Well, I think if you track live odds, if assuming a touchback from the 25 yard line, they're not going to be they're not going to be whatever the price is to score at that point.
And
you know what I mean? Like that, this would imply like they're going to be, maybe it's close. Actually, I think it's probably
now to be interesting. Cause I didn't read the fine print on it, but punt versus points. I think if you go for it or if you turn it over, I think
that
it's not a punt and it's not points. So I think it would just roll over to the next drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if you think about, would you be shocked if the Chiefs go for it, even if they, like, if they get over to the other side?
You
kind of
argued against yourself, potentially. Oh, I see what you're saying. But also, yeah, I got it.
Like, no, but I think,
like, in a scenario where they might get points, they go for it. They don't, you got it.
Well, I think, double check the fine print if you're going to bet this. But from my understanding, if they drove down, kicked a field goal and missed it, that to me, you would still be live for punt, and then they punted the next drive. Yeah. That would still cash over points.
Can I give you like the most said but not listened to statement on any sort of sports gambling content is to read the house rules. Like everyone will tell you to do that, but no one ever. They only when it happens do you go and read.
Yeah, after the fact, you're like, shit, they had it in here,
fuckers.
What do you got? What do you got for the good folks, Danny?
Yeah, so I'll go to my Eagles one later. Then I will piggyback off of Ryan's tight end prop. I saw position to score first touchdown. So both teams,
okay,
+310 if it's a tight end.
Oh,
and I mean we have three tight ends, potentially four playing in the game because we didn't activate Blake Bell for the Bengals game.
No Bell
Dozer. He is healthy. He can. He's the only one I would even think might run a
short yardage stuff.
Yeah. And that is where we're bad. So if you have any bets on that, I didn't see any, but we are terrible on third and one.
Well, it's Andy Reid.
It's bad. But I mean, then you add in Dallas Goedert and the potential of him scoring a touchdown. Potentially,
Chiefs linebackers.
I mean, those guys are probably the weakness of our defense. Although I like Nick Bolton against running backs, I don't like him a lot against pass catchers, which can be running backs sometimes. It's just it's too many great options for a first tight end. And then if you've just watched the playoffs, it seems like every touchdown is a tight end this year.
I feel like last year
Jack Stoll could get in there.
Grant Calcaterra. Although I think if anyone gets it, it's Stoll. Last year, I think that's what really got us into getting to all these first touchdown bets. Cause I remember the Bengals had a bunch of tight end first touchdown and just kind of got us into playing that market.
We got big time paid on was it a Hayden Hurst one, I guess?
Hayden Hurst, yeah. He was awesome in the playoffs and that stuff. What do you got, Kramer?
All right. So, you know, we were kind of talking about this, so I'll throw it out there. Chiefs convert a fourth down. Yes. It's -125. I just kind of analyzing this one in my head feels obviously you need fourth down conversion opportunities, but this team, they're almost certainly going to go for anything within a fourth and like six on half of the field. So do I think they're going to get stifled by the Eagles defense a couple times and be in a strange, like kind of fourth and a little bit? Yeah. And I think they're going to go for it. I think Andy Reid's going to be aggressive as fuck in this game. Yeah, I think the fucking Jeffrey Lurie fired his ass and he's been waiting for this moment for some time.
Nick Sirianni got fired by Andy Reid.
That's expected.
Sure. He was the tell boy at the time. Yeah, what was his job?
He was the fucking shine box guy. That's what Andy Reid said. Go get your fucking shine box, Nick.
He would never.
The fucking heel, Nick Sirianni. Can't wait for the public opinion to change on him. So yes, the Chiefs will convert a fourth down -125. I thought this was a bad price. Clearly just taking some value off the pile here, Sean.
Well, Ryan, you're talking about value and Danny kind of mentioned it, saying they're not great on short yardage situations in general. I'm going to take Chiefs to have a rushing touchdown. No, at +126, $250 to win $315. I don't think they've had a rushing touchdown in the playoffs, have they?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're getting plus odds on something they haven't done in their
looking at the roulette table
in their playoff
games.
Those
numbers in the past.
Oh, the Eagles rush defense is underrated. And you got Jordan Davis. You got that heavy set and going back to my pop pass stuff. That's the type of stuff they like to run near the goal line is that those really cute pass plays, the trick pass plays. And a lot of those are graded as passes and not runs. So I think that's really, and I don't think they're going to get a score touchdown. So a lot of value. Wow. I'll save that for later, but a lot of value
money on that, please.
And yeah, 250 to win 200 on the tight end. But speaking of that, that's why I like Mahomes to score, to have over 2.5 passing touchdowns. I mean, they must be having fun with this. Cause it was +169, Sean. So 200, nice. 200 pays you 338. I mean, you don't make the price that unless you're trying to have fun. That's an intentional maneuver. A shout out to the guys behind the counter having a little fun on prop day. Figure the bosses won't be combing through all the different product inventory this week. So yeah, Mahomes to go over 2.5 plus odds. I thought about doing something crazy and saying 3.5, but figured that might stoke Sean a little bit.
Danny, what do you got?
So this is the second leg of rush attempts chunk that I have here. So this is Eagles players now with a rush attempt over 4.5. You're getting +184 for that. You have four guaranteed.
Oh my God.
Men touching the ball on rush attempts. They know we're weak in the running game and on defense.
Wait, sorry, is it 3.5 or 4?
4.5. So you need one more guy.
Who's the guy?
It's a good question.
Is it a wide receiver? Does Quez get a carry?
Yeah, everyone's going all out.
Could be, that's interesting.
I like how you guys both projected over all these these guys getting rushing attempts for each other.
Well, I wouldn't. I think it could be like Quez Watkins on
means
a bubble
you're both
screen
nervous
or something like that, where it's graded as a rush, but maybe it looks more like a pass. I wouldn't be shocked at any of those. Devonta Smith end around, I think, is how you get there.
You also have the potential Jalen Hurts shoulder falls out, and then Gardner Minshew comes in.
That is not a possibility, Danny.
No, he's not. Not hurt. He's 100% healthy. He definitely looks hurt. I'm with you, Danny. I think we could be seeing some Gardner Minshew. That should go into the handicap of how many players throw a pass for the Eagles.
He deserves to be in a Super Bowl.
He's got Super Bowl drip. All right. I don't know, Sean, how many have you given out?
I've given out
seven.
Okay. Yep. Seven. All right. Here we go. Let's go.
We're pacing well.
Yeah.
Let's go to Patty Mahomes. Interception. Oh. Yes. -110. Putting $1,000 on
really?
It. Really? Oh, yeah.
Really? $1,000.
$1,000 of my dollars.
Is this your biggest
Patrick
bet?
Mahomes. Wow. Yes, biggest bet. Oh, Patrick Mahomes to throw an interception. He throws.
Who gets it?
Well, I'm debating. It's either Chauncey Gardner-Johnson or Bradberry. Now the
surprise
Sims,
you didn't bet Sims, that straight up.
Sims told
like
us
like a man.
What do you mean?
Player to have an interception.
Oh, well, they're an Eagle player, right? I'm saving that for the Eagles right. episode. You're these right. are these are Chiefs related profits. Danny, as you know, in Mahomes' two Chiefs previous related. Super Bowls, he's thrown four interceptions, two in each game.
It's true.
Mahomes posted 12 INTs this season, including multiple picks in two games. No interceptions in the last three games, 99 pass attempts. You want to talk about regression? You want to talk about something being due?
He might be dialed in also.
But he likes to put himself in a hole before he finally bites the team in the ass.
Here's what I'll say on the Patrick Mahomes, and I'll also give out my next bet. Patrick Mahomes, two interceptions.
Oh my God.
At 460.
That's a hole for sure.
Putting 400. Here's my take. I think what's going to happen is the Eagles are going to get a lot of pressure on the, I mean, that right tackle, you look out, Danny, because Hassan Reddick, he destroyed two quarterbacks previously in the NFC Conference Championship game. I think what's going to happen is Patrick Mahomes is very good at not taking sacks. I think he's going to do everything he can to avoid the sacks, including putting the ball up in some spaces where he shouldn't. And that's how I'm predicting the interceptions happen.
It's very possible. I do think you're right about Andrew Wiley identifying him as the weak link on the line, but I do think they'll give him help. That's why we have all these tight ends. I think Belldozer comes in just to
coaching genius Kyle Shanahan left. I got into an argument with a 49ers fan. I'm like, what do you can't leave. Who was it? Tyler Croft on Hassan Reddick 101. He goes, that wasn't the play design. And I was like sending him screenshots. I'm like, all right, you tell me the play design. And I go, just admit. I go, just give me this. Shanahan got outcoached by Sirianni. Wouldn't even give me that. How could you say he's not outcoached?
Just like Tom Brady deserved the MVP, right?
Oh my God. Don't get me started on that one. Super Bowl 52. He had this Patriots fan claiming that Brady threw for 505 yards, deserves the MVP.
Oh boy.
He lost the game. You can't give him the MVP.
Give
this
him
isn't
nothing.
Basketball. Guys, the guy has enough.
This isn't basketball.
Ryan, what do you got?
Frank Clark to have a sack +125. What are we doing here? We just keep talking about how this dude is like, is he at the top of the playoff sack? I mean, he's just, all he does is get sacks. Last game we got it. It was plus odds. They're giving us plus odds again. 500 to win 625. This happens. I like Hurts to go down a couple times here.
Is he up for a man of the year, Danny? Frank Clark?
Frank Clark, sadly disqualified by Patrick Mahomes' continuing greatness. He is our nominee.
Wow. Sean just. I mean, you trying to go low on Chiefs?
Guys, no. I just I was reading about a no contest play. I was just curious.
Oh, you want to?
Guy likes to carry guns around in his car. Sorry.
I wouldn't. I mean, the Eagles shouldn't be bringing up anything when it comes to arrests.
That guy is been off the team for a while.
I mean, product of the culture. That's all I have to say.
What do you like better, Frank Clark at +125, or did you look at the Jones prices?
Jones is a little worse.
Okay.
Price.
Yeah.
I think Jason Kelce is good. And I think I'd rather bet on one of the edge guys, Karlaftis or Frank Clark.
I'm hesitant to admit this in front of Danny, but I think our weakness on the offensive line is Seumalo at guard. Mm-hmm. So I think I am concerned about Jones and his
Kelsey's nearby.
Yeah, and again, Landon Dickerson
and
has been very good as well.
And I think you're right, but I think that causes Hurts to have to move, and that's why the one of the
Ryan, you also I'm assuming you're aware Eagles haven't allowed a QB hit or QB sack this playoff.
Yeah, and now
and they played great defenses. The 49ers, the New York Giants, two of the best defenses in the league.
What? You're being sarcastic.
I mean sarcastic about the Giants, but they did a good job of keeping Jalen Hurts up.
It's an unnecessary attack. And I think we discussed this when the Bengals played the Chiefs. The Chiefs adjusted sack rate is third in the NFL. That's not something the Niners had.
That's so, true. The Niners do have a good defense.
So I think there's going to be a pass rush here, and I think Spags specifically has he will have some stuff to confuse Jalen Hurts, because we know Jalen Hurts can get confused.
He doesn't like the blitz,
just like he did a little bit against San Francisco before San Francisco decided to stop playing with the quarterback.
That was a bold choice there. Hey, we got plenty more props coming up. Shout out to underdogfantasy.com. Make sure you head over there. Use that promo code SGPN. Get that 100% deposit bonus up to $100. Big game. Perfect time to play their over under pick'em game. We're giving out all our favorite over unders. You can play along over at underdogfantasy.com. Put together, essentially, it's a player prop parlays. Very fun to play. They also have their battle royale game. Essentially, daily fantasy meets snake draft. Very fun to play that as well. They have a ton of games. And then, I mean, you know, the week after the season ends, we're firing up best ball. Best ball mania will be starting soon over at Underdog Fantasy. If you haven't signed up today, highly recommend their platform, underdogfantasy.com. Promo code SGPN, 100% deposit bonus up to $100.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Danny, where you at? What do you got?
Well, since we were just talking about it, I'm gonna try to rise to Sean Greenian levels of homerism here with this Super Bowl MVP. This is kind of a two pack here. You could go either way. One's spicy. One's absolutely habanero.
I like both. I mean, not because I'm assuming you're picking the Chiefs. So I don't like it, but I do like spicy bets normally.
Super Bowl MVP Chris Jones, 50-1 on that. I mean, there is. There's a version of this where he just takes over the game. He finds the weak link on the line. Suamalo, Dickerson, they move him around too. So he could be on Lane Johnson edge, yeah. And he's got the adductor still going, and Chris Jones perfectly healthy and a monster anywhere from the line. He just gets 3.5 or 3 sacks, 4 sacks, something like that. Whoa. Goes off and he reaches MVP levels in a low scoring game. Now this is even spicier.
Ooh.
Frank Clark is at 110.
Yeah.
To one to be the Super Bowl MVP. Well, there's the guy who cleans up sacks. I mean, that if there's enough havoc in the pocket,
3 sacks, you got to get to 3 sacks, and it has to be, you know, just a dominant, maybe a forced fumble in there.
He could, I mean, anything can happen when he's back there, you know?
Well, and I think maybe like a low scoring game, Von Miller, 2016, last time a defensive player won it. And then before that in 2014, Malcolm Smith, kind of forget that right. One when the Seahawks just destroyed Peyton Manning. I felt like they had to give it to some defensive person.
I mean,
but the Von Miller formula for a defensive MVP, it's like, I think he got that safety. I'm going to pull up his full stat line, but
you have to do something more than just get sacks though.
Yeah.
Which, you know, there's the possibility too. There are a lot of, you know, Hurts design screens and things, like short passes that he could tip up in the air, catch, run in.
So if almost certainly if he can do that like that, then it becomes okay. Mahomes needs like greater than 2 touchdowns to get ahead of this guy. If he scores.
Yeah. So this is what Von Miller did. He finished the game with 2.5 sacks, and on 2 of his sacks, he made huge plays by stripping Cam Newton of the football, resulting in a turnover. First one was recovered in the end zone for a touchdown. Yeah. Second one late in the fourth quarter that iced the game. So again, forced fumbles, and also shop around or I know a lot of the algorithms, they lock up parlaying MVP stuff with anything else. But if you can, if your book is crazy enough to allow you to parlay MVP winner with stuff like, I mean, if you take Frank Clark or Chris Jones, I think you would also have to parlay it with, you know, chief sacks over, fumbles over, like a couple of those other things, even like Eagles points under. Again, so a lot of places won't let you do that, but I mean, you could even correlate it with like Chiefs points under, because I think if the Chiefs put up 35 points, I don't see like in what, unless they're defensive touchdowns, how would Frank Clark win those?
So. No, if Mahomes is throwing two touchdowns, as you're certain will happen, then yeah, there's the open door there for a defensive MVP.
Yeah, I mean, there's some stuff going on in the chat, Sean.
Yes. Chad is alive and well. Dylan pointing out refs don't like Chris Jones.
It's true.
He'll be caught up with some flags.
That's actually a huge point in this game, is Carl Cheffers being the referee. Yeah. He hates the Chiefs.
Now we have Moonoff in our chat, who is our ref report expert, and he is he's pointing out the Carl Cheffers stuff. But from a Chiefs fan, what's your take on Cheffers? I mean, I know that Kelsey went out of his way to like insult Carl Cheffers, so I don't know if he's going to be getting a friendly whistle.
Well, Carl Cheffers was the referee famously crying on the field during the Raiders game when he had to call out that, or I think maybe it was the next game. He screwed us in one game with the Chris Jones penalty, I think it was the Raiders game, and then we booed him so lustily that he was. Heard the voice was breaking as he announced another penalty because
he got shook.
He just felt ashamed of himself. I think
I do like, I'm not going to say a lot of positive thing about the Kansas City fan base, but to break a referee is quite the accomplishment.
Yeah. It feels good at 142 and a half decibels too.
How did Cheffers get this assignment? Seems like he's got some, yeah.
Yeah. You think the script is out there.
The script is leaked.
He's been deployed to assist Sirianni.
Perfect time to remind everyone, the refs are terrorists t-shirts available in the store. store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com.
They're and flying off the
shelf. And apologies to the one youth referee who reached out and demanded we take the shirts down from the store. I'm sorry, sir. We're not doing
in
it.
In fairness,
it's our most popular shirt.
Someone actually reached out. I'll have to respond. I mean, I'm also a youth sports referee. And trust me.
Yeah, but you can, at you have a sense of humor.
Yeah, at the youth sports level, though, a lot of the refs are also terrorists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They choose to make it about themselves.
Well, and
like
again,
those college basketball referees shimmying down the court to call a charge.
Well, if you're a ref and you're listening to this show, you're probably one of the good refs, and it's on you to police your other fellow refs.
I was told by a female referee at a youth sports event, 12U girls soccer, that I was doing a disservice to this society and setting a horrible example to all of these young women.
Wow.
Told her to go fuck herself. All right. Next up, anytime touchdowns. I'm spraying on both of the tight ends here.
Spray. All right.
I got 500 on Kelsey minus 120 because again, we watched the sim. He scored two. I think one is a lock. And then my second one, Sean, even you could appreciate this.
I've been riding Noah Gray all playoffs.
Give me 200.
Now I'm not going to.
Give me 200 on Noah Gray plus 750 here.
Is good for his chances. The one game where I'm not betting Noah Gray anytime touchdown.
Noah Gray will be in the fun D-gen props that we throw out later in the week. A little parlay that with some stuff, Sean. That can get spicy. I was actually thinking a Jack Stoll, Noah Gray touchdown parlay.
I mean, that alone probably pays, fire that up, Ryan. That's got to be at least 400, 500 to one. I'll save it for the final prediction show. But if you're listening to the show and you're not playing the exact score from the symbol one, I mean, what are you doing?
It's 310 to one.
Yes.
21-17 Eagles. I mean, imagine you watch that. You watched a video game where two computers played each other. And you didn't take advantage of the advanced simulation model.
Just imagine it's 21-17, Jalen Hurts kneeling out the final plays, Super Bowl 57, and you're just thinking, my God, I am so dumb. Why did I not bet on that? That's how I bet. It's obviously stuff I want to win, but also not having the regrets of not betting on it. To me, is almost more painful. I got another Chiefs over here.
Okay. Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes passing attempts over 38 and a half. Yeah. I know you're thinking run heavy, but I imagine a world where it's a ton of short underneath passes, dinking and dunking. I also do have the Eagles ahead for in my game script.
Oh, wow.
So they'll be playing from behind and throwing the ball a ton. So Patty Mahomes over 38.5 passing attempts, -125 over on WinBet. Now, he's gone over this a bunch. I mean, he's pretty, he's good for like 40 pass attempts a game. So I like the over here.
You haven't been listening to Danny over here talk about the
no,
run,
I know.
The run first approach.
He
doesn't listen to me either. Don't worry.
I've been listening. I just think it's going to be one of those things where maybe instead of running the entire time, it's a the short pass.
I think what you're thinking is that the Eagles are going to be up by 21 points and we're going to have to throw the second half.
A lot of dink and dunk. I mean, you're going to rack up a lot of passing attempts against the prevent defense in the fourth quarter. What do you got, Danny?
We'll talk about passing then. I have total players to have a pass attempt over 2.5.
This is always a fun one. This is like an annual tradition.
I mean, there's so many other factors too. With two injured quarterbacks, you have that in play, as well as the Andy Reid getting into his bag. Nick Sirianni maybe trying to pull an Andy Reid and do something interesting to make a name for himself.
Oh yeah.
Nick Sirianni may be a little scarred because his, I think it was his second game ever coaching. They lost at home to the 49ers and he got murdered because he tried the Philly special on the goal line. And everyone said it was, they were just trying to pander. It was a complete disaster. So I'm just saying they could be a little scarred,
but you know, the little Nicky in his brain is going to say, you gotta be aggressive in the Super Bowl. That's how people know your name.
Little Nicky.
Well, I think we still haven't seen Kelsey or Noah Gray throw the ball. I know they were running those hook and ladder plays. As a Chiefs fan, your heart must have stopped when you saw those hook and ladder.
It Love did, it. But
as
actually,
someone who had Noah Gray anytime touchdown, well, Kelsey, it probably wouldn't have scored, but damn if it wasn't close.
It was going
to
score.
He was about to pitch it to Noah Gray, and then he didn't.
He was wide open. Fortson was blocking in the end zone. The one guy who could have caught Gray. I agree with you. He would have scored.
Bastards. I got another Patty Mahomes one.
I just made a late swap in the props.
I saw that. I was going to give you some time, Ryan.
Well, no, I was just going to alert everyone that not only are we playing the MVS over 38.5, we're just going to turn it into a full ladder. So, current top of the ladder, which by the way, I would imagine it, if I put a little more effort, I could find like 100 yards, but we'll go to 59.5 receiving yards. That's +275 over. If he's getting a 38.5, he's definitely getting a 60. This is a crazy price. He's, I mean, he was the clear number one target after Kelsey in the last game.
And the only one really practicing that first week.
And the exact kind of guy that beats Darius Slay, a guy that can, that has that slippery over the top speed. You know that, Sean.
Hey, I mean, again, MVS over, is their deep threat as well. So
always great when Sean makes that face of no response. The other ladder that I'm going to hit on is Jerick McKinnon's receiving ladder, because I do think we're going to see a ton of misdirection stuff where Jerick McKinnon maybe even lined up out wide, as they might be a little receiver deficient. I looked at putting Marcus Kemp on the anytime list just because, like, well, he was getting snaps last time, but I didn't. I think it could be McKinnon. So over 50 receiving yards, Sean, shockingly +425. I'm putting 500 or 200 to win 850 on that, and I'm putting 250 to win 688 on the MVS ladder. All right, I've given out a lot more.
Giving out
you,
a lot of ladders.
I'm sorry. Well, no, I mean, right. You know, I like the ladder. I'm definitely targeting multiple ladders on each team for the Super Bowl.
Ladder expert. I'm going Patrick Mahomes under 20.5 rushing yards. That to me feels way too high. Putting 300 on it at -115. I mean, normally he's a guy who runs a bunch once the playoffs happen, but I obviously the ankle injury has been limiting him. You look at his, I mean, even coming in towards the end of the season, it's 8 yards, 8 yards, 29, 8, 8, 33, -3, -9. He hasn't seemingly been running a bunch. I would just be surprised if he runs a bunch. I think he's going to go out of his way to stay in the pocket, try and find the receivers. He scrambles around inside the pocket, but, and they're not going to do any sort of design runs over 20.5 feels super high. Am I crazy, Danny? What's your take on that?
No, I totally agree. After watching the Bengals game, he will have that one rush, I think, that seals the game, but I don't. I wouldn't put that at a 20-yard rush.
It's funny.
I think
he might get like a first down because they're not playing him to run at all,
right?
And they're turning and covering and playing man, and he's like, "All right, I got to do it, or I got to keep them honest."
So I looked at that, and I did like taking. I think the longest rush is either 9.5, 10.5, somewhere right there.
Okay.
I almost was like, I kind of like that more than the overall rushing yards. Plus you get the whole kneel down scenario could screw you at the end of the game.
Well,
For Patrick Mahomes.
Oh yeah. But then
he's kneeling
the
ball
winner, of the game.
Well, they could kneel down the first half if they're scared. so, you know, yeah, that would help towards the under. I'm going to knock out my two kicking props. Harrison Butker over 1.5 field goals, $200 on that, -140.
Make sure I grab the timestamp so we can let the audience know where to skip ahead. They get very mad when you give out the kicking prop, Sean.
Yeah, well, you know, not to be controversial, he's been all right, shaky at times, but Eagles 11th in red zone defense compared to Chiefs 30th in red zone defense, and Andy Reid. Call me crazy. There were moments I thought he was a little bit conservative in that Bengals game. Of course, he did go for it on 4th and 1 with Kelsey, but I think 2 field goals sounds about right for Butker.
His point total 7.5, and it's like -110. Do you like that, or do you like the -140 on the field goals?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll stick to the 1.5 field goals. I mean,
you got
2 field goals, pretty easy to get.
Yeah,
and no extra points, obviously, right?
Oh, that would imply they're
betting on the octopus. Did you alert everyone to the mispricing of the octopus?
Yes. Oh, and apologies if you listened to the exotic props episode yesterday. The octopus pays out 14-1 instead of +650. I think I just looked at the wrong sheet or whatever. We're all into this octopus bet, Danny. It's basically where the guy who scores the touchdown also scores the 2 point. 14-1.
Yeah.
It's just so fun. It's got a fun name. It's everything you want in a bet.
Who scores that for the Chiefs?
It's got to be Kelsey. Yeah, that's who pops into my mind.
Same thing he said. Yep.
Kelsey and Hurts are pretty leading candidates for the octopus. Also throw out a punt prop. Oh, Chiefs first gross punt yards over 45.5.
Dangerous. Sean, here's what you've teed up for yourself.
Yes.
You're gonna watch a ball bounce into the end zone, causing you to lose.
No, that's net yards, right?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, this is gross yards.
Touchback's not part of the net. That's
you're right.
Return, right?
Touchback is the net. Gross is the all the yards.
Well, no, but I think it doesn't the yardage doesn't go to the end zone because it's where the ball's placed.
Right. Okay.
You might have to read the fine print.
All right. I had originally planned to put $400 on it. I'm going to knock it down to 200.
And we got to workshop these kicking props. Everyone's favorite segment is workshopping the kicking props.
All right, Danny, we've made a dent in ours. Where are you at? What do you got?
I guess I'll throw out my one kicking prop that I have. You know, just based on this season, watching he's been great in the playoffs, talking about Butker, but Chiefs miss extra point. +560.
Ooh.
He misses extra points. That is the one thing I know.
See,
that's
why I'm not going to put the not the kicking points, Ryan.
Oh man, that will be a fun one to hit. Hopefully he doesn't hit the upright because I have no
Ryan is no kick to hit the upright.
I'm laying heavy juice.
No, he'll just shank it wide left or something like that. You'll be fine.
So we'll just go for the octopus, Andy.
I have 3 props left. Kramer is 3. How many do you have left, Danny?
Oh my God. Maybe 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doing all right.
1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5.
All right, fire off a couple more.
All right. So, AJ Brown, I have the over on receiving yards. I wanted to give Sean something.
Wow. Thank you.
That is beautiful. Save it to the end too.
You know, I think there's your guy who can beat the one-on-ones that he's going to get, who can beat press against our rookie corners.
Yes.
I don't know if
Big Trent Dog going to eat.
If Trent McDuffie is your guy on Devontae Smith, I think they're not going to go to him as much cuz Trent McDuffie can be pretty sticky as a slot guy, and I think your big over the top guy, that man will succeed against the Chiefs defense.
So if you had to pick one Eagles receiver to destroy your dreams, it would be AJ Brown.
It's probably AJ Brown. He's exactly the kind of guy we do not like.
I was going back and forth. I like that insight.
Mike Williams kicks our ass every year again when we play the Chargers. I think you got that big-bodied, fast guy like AJ Brown to win jump balls in the end zone.
The sim doesn't agree with you, but I also
the sim is wrong in every way.
The sim also did not have Devonta. McDuffie was on AJ Brown, I believe. So
that would be scary because he's not tall. McDuffie is not tall. He can get up there, but he's not
the sim,
AJ Brown.
The sim only can only figure out so much.
Well, that simulation. Yes. The one that we're living in is a whole different story. Much more complex.
Yeah.
We are living in a simulation. All right, give us another one, Danny.
Right. So we were talking about quarterback efficiency and not taking these deep shots over and over again. So I found total combined incompletions under 23.5. If you've got two guys playing it safe for a while, not, doing too much, not really taking what the zone defenses give them. I feel like you're not going to get a lot of incompletions from both quarterbacks.
And if this one goes down, it's because Jalen Hurts had a horrendous game, and then you're happy anyway.
And so he's taking sacks. He's not throwing incompletions.
That's true. He does well with the shoulder, though. We don't know the less than 100% shoulder that they've been covering up for a month.
They won't let him uncork it with that shoulder.
What was the number?
So it's 23.5.
Yeah, and I do think if they're trying to limit Hurts, it'll just be via attempts. Like, they won't let him throw a shit ton of incompletes. Like, they just won't.
They'll just pull him out and let Gardner Minshew come in.
They'll have him run. They'll figure out ways to get creative.
With the shoulder?
Yeah.
Does he have postseason surgery?
He might, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty bad.
Mm. Doesn't sound good.
Is that breaking news?
We're not using it as an excuse.
Are you breaking news right now? Jalen Hurts will need postseason surgery. Let's get the social team on a graphic.
Yeah, we'll see. Making bacon. Shout out to our Kiwi friend in New Zealand. Kadarius Toney injured? Yeah, he's dealing with two separate injuries.
It's a joke.
No, he had.
Of course he is. It's rhetorical.
That was a rhetorical question.
A different injury than your Giants PTSD is remembering. I think it's is an ankle. It's not the hammy. He did rehab the hammy again this year. It took him about six or 7 weeks.
For the Giants, it was just he was in the studio so much. he had some carpal tunnel or something.
I mean, we've just figured out a better way to incorporate Kadarius Toney. He doesn't have to
six
be the man.
Six snaps, all within the red zone. Get him a touchdown. Keep him happy. Let him more focus on his music career.
I think he'll play if that answers part of the question.
Okay, I know our SGPN doc has him purely on the fence, but he doesn't like the injuries.
Well, he's saying it's a hamstring combo, and with the injury history, he's projecting a high re-injury rate of that hamstring. So I'm reading that as he'll probably go, but there's a chance he aggravates it.
It's like last
especially
week.
And again, he's going to be drinking dehydration.
I had him first touchdown. The situation was right. He had the first touchdown. He just didn't make the play. Then he got hurt and boom, that's the end of that. You got to hit early with him. So that's what you're hoping for.
All right. Here we go. This is a somewhat positive one for the Chiefs.
What do you mean?
Well, it's implying that
it's like saying the sun rising is positive for mankind. It's going to happen.
What is
a reception?
Oh, okay.
So betting on a reception,
you jumped the gun before you even let me read it. Chiefs player with the first reception. Again, it's implying they get a reception. I don't know what the no reception grade is. Jerick McKinnon. Obviously, Kelsey is the massive favorite, but McKinnon and Pacheco are right there. I'm going McKinnon at +550, putting $400 on it. I'd love. What are your thoughts on that, Danny? Do you like Pacheco better than McKinnon?
Yeah, McKinnon.
Or McKinnon.
McKinnon is the guy who we've been ramping up. Definitely the last 6 weeks of the season. Obviously, he was just putting up those insane numbers, and that's the guy you would think of. Pacheco's been getting a lot of great receptions though in the playoffs lately, and I feel like that's because McKinnon, especially in this last game, was protecting Mahomes.
A lot of pass blocking.
He is a great pass blocker. If Mahomes is hobbled, if he's showing any signs, or if the game plan is just geared towards protecting him, you'll see less McKinnon running routes.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I mean, I'm sticking with him.
I'm intrigued
for the first
by all
one.
The prices, honestly, because Kelsey is such a huge favorite.
After Kelsey at +155, but McKinnon's 550, Pacheco's 650, Tony's 650. Don't like that. You could talk me into MVS at 700.
Well, and I'm also with you because I believe Mahomes is going to be fully healed miraculously and totally.
Well, we did learn from Chris Collinsworth. He is a superhero.
Yes.
So
now he's human.
Maybe he's got that Wolverine blood.
Is it annoying? Do you notice the announcers sucking off Patrick Mahomes during the game, or is it just like, yeah, they're right on?
Yeah, who doesn't like a blowjob though? You know, I mean, it's great.
Sean, you have to know when. Think about how insufferable you would be if the Eagles quarterback was so good he was getting lathered up on that level.
Well, Ryan, we'll have to find out after Super Bowl 57.
Oh, he's still got some questions to be answered. We'll see if he gets asked.
Ryan, we do have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Ryan Pagani said, just an update for Ryan. Arizona does have recreational weed, yes. So you're good to go.
Woo, it's smoking my weed.
Let's go.
Kramer, you have three left.
Conceal carry of that weed or just in your private residence?
Well, you're only allowed to keep your weed inside your gun. That's the one Arizona regulation.
That's how I light it, right? All right, I guess these kind of are correlated, but Chiefs to go over 13.5 second half points is somehow plus 105. I don't really understand the logic here. 500 to win 525. And then, yeah, correlated to that, just taking the Chiefs team total over 24.5. I'm disagreeing with the Sims here. Minus 105, $1,050 to win 1,000. My big bet, or one of my big bets on the prop show. Obviously, I like them to. I think there will be some points in this Super Bowl, Sean. The more that I've looked,
and I do like your second half to outscore the first half, which is like that's a great Super Bowl classic bet.
And again, for some reason, plus odds for that bet, and for some reason, it's plus odds for the Chiefs to go over their second half total, which. I don't quite understand that. We just rewatched the last Super Bowl, yeah. Sean. They put up a shitload of points in the fourth quarter. And we know the past is always representative of what the future will look like.
Travis Kelce receptions under 7.5. Seeing minus 130, 400 to win 308. I'm with you, Kramer. I think they're going to put Bradberry on him. I think he feels like he can hang with them. Bradberry, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I'm more worried about the yards and touchdowns than I am just total catches. So give me Travis Kelce under 7.5. Travis Kelce, I get why people would instinctively take the over, but he's had, even if you're a Chiefs backer, he's had good games without getting, you look at his last five games, 7, 14, 6, 7, 6, 10, and then 4, 4, 4, 6, 6. I think people are just like, he's their guy. The receivers are banged up, but getting 8 catches as a tight end is still tough to do.
Will he be in to block a little bit more?
That also could be true. Or Noah Gray. There's a lot of other options. I just think 8 completions to one guy in this game, a little crazy. So I'm on the under there. $400 at minus 130. I have one bet left. Kramer has one bet left. Danny, what do you got?
I have a few, but I can winnow this down. So
yeah, based off
what you just had there, any player to score 2+ touchdowns, no, at plus 135. Everybody's spreading the ball around in these two offenses.
I mean, saw that. We were discussing that very bet earlier today. What? And the no on 2 touchdowns, and I think
so. I'm splitting it up because I don't mind that, but if I'm betting, I wouldn't. Like betting the yes on that bet. I would rather just find that individual person to play 2 touchdowns than yes, someone will have 2
touchdowns. But I'm also surprised that you can, like, they're saying that 55% of the time there's going to be a 2 touchdown on one player in the game. I mean, the Sims told us that Kelce
Kelce had 2 touchdowns in the sim.
But that I liked the plus odds of that as well, which always is sneaky because anytime I see plus odds from the book on these props, I assume
they're trying to lure you in,
to trick me with some math. But I'm with you there. It does seem like this could be a game where there's some spread happening.
Yeah, a lot of options. And then I found this one. Maybe we'll call this my big bet because I do feel very strongly that. You could make a lot of money on this one. Any player to return a punt, kickoff, or a touchdown.
Oh.
Two bad special teams units here. I mean, bottom 5.
Eagles have had some issues with defending the returns, certainly. And Boston Scott started the, or forget where it was in the game, but had a nice big return. Well,
we discussed this. It's two like capable starting running backs that return kicks for these teams.
Yeah.
But it's possible that that's what we use Tony for and nothing else. Ooh. And I would like that because, you know, there's more value there.
I'll also say this. He didn't actually get to return it, but in the conference championship game, they did put Devonta Smith back there, who, not to say anything negative about my boy Britton Covey, aka White Lightning.
You think he's got a little bit more wiggle?
He's certainly a much, much better athlete than Britton Covey. But Britton Covey's great at, you know, fair catches and and that kind of stuff. Kind of his
sure,
wheelhouse.
He's really sure-handed. That's what you say about him.
A lot of grit, a lot of determination.
Runs really predictable routes.
My final prop bet for the Chiefs, for Super Bowl 57. Chiefs, no touchdown scored, 25-1, putting $300 on it. Get you $7,500.
This was you trying to get your total up. This was you just trying to get your potential win up. Come on.
Well, Ryan, you have a 200-1 in there, so you should talk.
There's a better chance that Sky Moore beats everyone else to 20 yards than the Chiefs not scoring any touchdowns. Come on.
I can't wait for Sky Moore to be that guy on a long touchdown to break you.
Talk about a way to start the Super Bowl.
That would be quite
lose my fucking mind.
Can't believe the Super Bowl's so close. Kramer, what do you got?
All right, so gave you the one big bet, Chiefs to go over their team total. Also, you know, not to say you're stupid to bet on the Chiefs, but if you're going to bet the Chiefs, I know there's some long shot fun ways to say someone else might win the MVP on the defense, but Patrick, the chances of that happening versus the chances of Patrick Mahomes winning it, it seems small enough to where maybe I sprinkle those guys too, just to hedge out, but plus 130. I mean, the money line for the game, Sean, is what? Plus 105?
110.
110. Yeah. So you're getting 23 cents in my book.
Yeah. I mean, if you like the Chiefs to win, you're crazy not to play Mahomes MVP. I mean, if he gets two
passing touchdowns and he gets the MVP, unless I think that locks it up, it would have to be, he only has one.
It has to be a Stafford like situation last year where he throws two interceptions and then Kelsey has this monster game. No,
that's
right?
True. Yeah. He has to have some really bad plays, which just see anyway. So 1,000 to win 1,300. You now know how I feel about this game.
The media loves him. The media loves Patty Mahomes, so certainly
could he get the award if they lose the game?
That would be the funniest thing that could happen.
Would that hurt you? Would that taint it for you?
Oh no, I would love that. Ryan, you do realize you're going against an incredibly strong trend, though.
What's that?
The MVP curse. Last nine regular season MVP winners to play in the Super Bowl
lost the game
and didn't win the Super Bowl MVP.
I don't believe in
curses. You have to go back to Kurt Warner in 1999, Ryan.
Tom Brady was not affected by a curse, and
Tom Brady didn't believe in curses till Nick Foles beat him 41-33.
Do you know about the white jerseys curse?
Oh, wow.
Yes, but do you know that the Eagles won in their green jerseys?
All right.
That's the counter to it.
This is like
white jerseys are normally good.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl, but the Eagles are one of the few exceptions.
I feel like I'm watching speed chess over here.
We know each other's moves. We know each other's counters. And a league leader in passing has made it to the Super Bowl six times, 0-6. Danny, we got to give you a chance here to give out your final score prediction for Super Bowl 57.
Look, I said it earlier when we were just hanging out waiting for the electrician. The magic number for the Chiefs is 27. I feel like when we win these games, it's about 27 points here or there. I'm locked into that for the Chiefs. Obviously, my strong belief is that we are better than the Eagles. We have more momentum than the Eagles, and we have the better quarterback than the Eagles by several leagues. That's nautical leagues.
Yeah.
So I think even though the Eagles are great on defense, I think we beat them. Get 27 points. The Eagles get 20.
27-20 under the total. I like that. You play some adjusted lines there. Chiefs minus 6.5. That's always fun.
I think Hurts, you know, it's big. It's a big moment for a young coach and a young QB.
And the regular season MVP will be announced Thursday. in Arizona at the NFL Honors. And of course, we'll be there right next door doing, we have our live show at the Ainsworth, 11 a.m. Mountain Time. And then we're doing a Q&A at 5 o'clock at the Ainsworth as well. Q&A with Chad Ochocinco, Chris Long, Nick Mangold, and Julian Edelman. So going to be an awesome day of shows. Obviously, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. If you can't make it out to Arizona, if you can, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/big game. Register there and make sure you come by, say hi, have a couple cocktails. It's going to be a party. Super Bowl 57.
Yes, sir.
Danny, where can people check you out? Obviously, the Sorry We Love Football podcast, wherever you get your podcast. Great show. A lot of fun. And what else? Where else can we see you?
Well, I also have an album. It's a stand-up album called Genius. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music. It's on all the things. Still proud of it after all these years. So give that a listen. And then you know, I got off Twitter. So out of there.
Follow him in real life. Just check him out.
Instagram as well. You can give me whatever you get on Instagram. A like on something, on a picture of my mom. And that's it at Danny Solomon with two N's.
Must be so freeing to not have to look at these horrible fucking takes about Will Levis.
I still find AR a way.
15 on Twitter. It's horrible.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Before you end the show, sure. Sean, how are you feeling? It's now Monday, Super Bowl week. We haven't really got an update. How are we feeling?
Vibes are high. Okay. Energy's high. Can't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow we're recording our Eagles prop show, 10 a.m. Pacific live.
Any special
guests?
Got a
lot of winners. Maybe my dad. My dad wants to call in. He felt like he really messed up on his player of the game for the NFC Championship. But he did text me, and I read it on the pregame show, that he said Miles Sanders, and he said 28-10 was his final score. Okay. So he was pretty close. He does want some redemption.
Okay. Is he on vacation?
He's back. He's back in Costa Rica. So yeah, he'll be hanging out.
I wonder if he's having any issues with his power. Maybe the electrician's going to visit him too.
Woo! It's smoking my weed.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean Stacking the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Yeah, just take us out with a Showtime, Mahomes. No, oh man.
Showtime, Mahomes.
Kramer, let it ride.